Ghana has for more than a decade been battling with the issue of plastic waste. This is because plastics have become part of our daily lives. Everything from sachet water to hot meals are put in plastic bags. Though convenient, it has serious environmental problems, likewise health issues. On the environment, it takes more than a century for plastics to degrade without also degradable additives. Regarding health, it is a major contributory factor to outbreaks of communicable diseases like cholera, diarrhea, and dysentery, among others. Regarding the perennial flooding of major cities in the country, the wanton disposal of plastics cannot be left out. Due to this, there was an attempt by the previous government about 2 years ago to place a partial ban on plastic bags below 20 microns if also biodegradable additives are not added to their production. Though some few companies have complied, most have ignored the directive. Considering the shift of their products from bottles to plastics, 5 beverage companies have formed a coalition known as Ghana Recycling Initiative by private enterprises, GRIP, to address the plastic menace. Guinness Ghana is a member of GRIP, and its corporate relations director, Gabriel Pokwasari, talks about what GRIP is doing in recycling plastics.
We've worked with researchers who have come up with some brilliant concepts around the use of plastics, some from the University of Science and Technology. First one is you can actually crush these plastics and use it with bitumen to make roads. The other part is to crush these plastics, use it in the concrete to build. It actually reduces the cost of building not less than 30%.
Gabriel Pokwasari said the coalition is collaborating with government on how to implement the initiatives.
We formed this coalition to tackle plastic waste on the national level. So what we've done is we've spoken to the Ministry of Environment, we've spoken to the Minister of Sanitation as well to share our idea with them. And they've actually accepted our plan, and we're going to work with them in solving this.
He said the innovation has been tested in the country, and a broader scale pilot will be starting soon in Accra. When successful, it will be rolled out nationally.